It was the week before Christmas. Our tree in the house was lovely to look at, said I and my spouse. It had been up for weeks now and came from a good crop, but now it had started the dreaded needle drop. Big needles. First one, then another, falling on the rug, and all we could do was pick them up and shrug. But we've heard stories and even some rumors that researchers are
trying to help a problem we hear from consumers.
Dr. John Frampton of North Carolina State and others are working on the thing that we hate, working to make it stop, that curse of some trees.
And that is needle drop.
And so many scientists bold
are looking at the genetic control
that governs how trees, young and old, their needles do hold, or not, if that is their fate.
Trying to identify genes that may be associated with that trait.
And using those genes to make a tree that will suit you.
So we can improve needle holding ability of Christmas trees in the future.
And slow down or stop that dreaded needle drop. Dreaded, right. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.